Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Further guidance on mask wearing requirements for primary school pupils has this morning been published by the Department of Education, which includes a revision to a controversial instruction which directed schools to refuse entry to pupils who declined to wear masks without medical reasons. Schools have now been told it is not intended that any child will be excluded from a school in the first instance. The guidelines, which were announced last week, will only begin to be properly enforced in many schools from today, following widespread confusion and concern. Louise Tobin is Deputy President of the Irish Primary Principals Network and also Principal of St Joseph's Primary School in Tipperary, and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
So this new advice to schools issued this morning, as I say, it stresses that children should not be excluded from class in the first instance for not wearing masks. Is that a relief for principals and teachers?
Oh, absolutely, Claire. I mean, we were, you know, IPPN greatly welcomed this guidance this morning and the answers to the many questions our members had. And I suppose that was the biggest question. You know, the information that came out on Tuesday, late Tuesday evening, was suggesting that if children didn't comply or their parents didn't wish them to comply with the mask wearing, then they would not be allowed entry to school. And I suppose that was something that we didn't feel comfortable with. We needed further explanation on and how indeed were we going to manage this. And at the end of the day, you know, we would never want to exclude a child from their education and from school.
And you got fresh guidance as well on other issues around mask wearing, PE, etc. Will you take us through the changes, Louise?
Absolutely. So I suppose they, you know, they were the questions that weren't covered in the initial document on Tuesday evening. There's a much softer approach. There's more sensitive language being used. And I mean, I know they're very obvious questions, but without guidance, we didn't really know quite what to do. Children do not need to wear their mask when they're outside, which is good to know that they can have a break from their mask during their break time and their lunch time. We don't need to obviously wear masks while we're having our lunch or taking a drink during class. That would be impossible. Then I suppose outdoor activities, PE, we don't need to wear masks if we're outdoors for PE, and if we're inside, if we have to be inside, well, then there'd be good ventilation, and we would, keep a 1 meter distance. We don't have to wear masks while playing sports. We don't have to wear them while we're singing, and nor do we have to wear them while we're playing an instrument. So, as I say, we needed the answers to those practical questions, Claire, and I'm delighted and we welcome that we have them this morning.
So if your pupils are singing and they're indoors, they don't have to wear a mask in that instance, even though we have been told that singing is one of the ways this virus can spread around much more easily.
Yeah, well, the advice initially, Claire, was that the children would be 1 metre apart in a large area like the school hall. So, you know, I'm aware that most schools would hold singing classes in a big hall where the children are well spread out in a smaller number as possible with good ventilation. And so far that has worked well for us. We haven't had any issues.
So what about contact from parents then? Have you had much concern expressed about this, Louise?
Well, I suppose, Claire, when we got the information on Tuesday evening, you know, I would be fairly cool in my approach to these things. And with young children, there always has to be a lead-in. You know, you can't ask young children to manage or deal with something overnight. And I imagine a lot of children went to bed on Tuesday night thinking all was fine, woke up Wednesday morning to be told they had to wear a mask. I certainly could see levels of anxiety amongst the pupils here that were maybe self-conscious about wearing the mask. What mask were they going to wear? You know, they were coming into school, I thought they were giddy and they were, you know, kind of unsure as to what was going on. And again, young children, we the adults need to explain to them that this is to keep us safer in school. So I suppose, you know, from that point of view, there has to be a lead-in, Claire. You know, you can't, you know, so I suppose I said to the children, look, we'll try and have this ready for Monday. And I'm very happy to say that I have full compliance this morning. And there was a couple of children who forgot their masks and we just gave them one and there was no problems.
Okay. And are you in a position to supply masks to children?
Well, no, because firstly, Claire, when we tried to secure an order of children's masks on Wednesday morning, they were all sold out. So we have placed an order. Hopefully that will come this week. There isn't additional funding, but look, have to make sure that we have the masks for children. So we're just offering them the adults' masks at the moment. And as I say, they were quite happy this morning. They were fiddling with them and twiddling them around their ears, which mightn't be the right thing to do. But look, you know, it's still early days for 9-year-olds to be dealing with this.
HEPA filters, a lot of controversy around HEPA filters in the last couple of weeks. Do you have them in the school, Louise?
No, we just have the CO2 monitors that were supplied by the department. We got 5 and we have a teaching staff of 15. So, you know, we're fairly down on those. But we do have very good ventilation, Claire. And I feel, you know, parents, staff, children have bought into the ventilation piece, that the windows are open, the doors are open, there's an airflow across the rooms. And that seems to be working well for us. But I mean, if the advice is there to get the HEPA filters and the funding is there, certainly we'll have a look at that.
Well, it seems that there is ventilation funding coming down the track, so it might be up to you to decide what you use it for. Would you be in favour of investing in HEPA filters for classrooms?
Well, as I say, I think the ventilation piece, they're still, you know, saying that the ventilation of rooms is probably the best way to go with the fresh air. But, I mean, certainly, Claire, anything that's advised that will keep the classrooms, you know, because there are times when the CO2 monitors are red and the class would go for a walk or, you know, maybe down to the hall if the hall is available. So any advice that's coming there and funding, we will certainly be looking into it.
Louise, thank you very much for joining us. Louise Tobin there from St. Joseph's Primary School in Tipperary. Jen Hogan, parenting columnist, is with us now. Good morning to you, Jen. How do you think parents will react to this new, let's call it conciliatory advice from the Department of Education around mask wearing?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, I think it'll be welcomed a bit more because I think the mandatory nature of the original advice was really upsetting for a lot of parents. I think the whole idea that children were immediately, or more or less immediately, supposed to be in masks without that preparation, without that lead-in time. And a lot of parents felt maybe there wasn't the option to discuss things properly with their children and get them prepared. I mean, I think, again, having spoken to an awful lot of parents about this over the last few days, the vast majority are complying with the mask wearing requirement. But there is still concern about it. While they're complying with it, they're not necessarily happy about it. So I suppose there's still that fear that even though there are exemptions for certain children with additional needs or breathing difficulties or sensory needs, they have mentioned that some of their children who would be entitled to an exemption have decided to go ahead and wear the mask, and perhaps they're becoming a little bit overwhelmed but don't want to stand out. So they're wearing the mask, or other children are happy enough to wear the mask, but the parents themselves feel that just because they're happy to wear it doesn't mean the parent doesn't have concerns, because they feel their child might kind of withdraw behind the mask, maybe become quieter, more withdrawn from class and not engage as much. So there are still concerns, but certainly the fact that it's not, the language isn't as harsh this time, and it appears it's not mandatory and children won't be excluded in the first instance, is definitely welcomed.
Has anyone been in touch with you to say my child is not going to wear a mask in class?
I've had a parent get in touch to say that at her child's request, she's now considering homeschooling because the mask would have been a real difficulty and was a difficulty for this particular child and another sibling. They didn't have a medical reason to become exempt. Perhaps now that things will be different now because of this new advice, the children might not need to wear a mask and perhaps they can work around that. But under the initial recommendation, she was looking at homeschooling for her children as a result until February, until things were reviewed. Just because, this was a parent who, as she pointed out, would comply with everything but ordinarily, but this was going to be a huge issue for her child and he didn't have a medical reason for an exemption. It just was going to be a difficulty for him with sensory difficulties.
The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, was on This Week on RTE yesterday, and he said that he's not aware of any consideration around giving school children a longer Christmas holiday to try to drive down COVID infections. That rumour is around the place though, Jen, would you say?
It's well around the place and it is causing huge fear. And I think what also is causing fear about it, obviously that would create huge difficulties in terms of childcare, working arrangements, and obviously another week gone from school. But also, if they can close early, will they not reopen afterwards? If we can adjust it one side, can we adjust it the other side? And that is a really big concern. I don't know that there's any foundation to these rumours whatsoever.
Well, it seems there's zero indication from government at this stage that it's happening.
but it has really taken hold and there is that fear. And I suppose even messages coming home through children with teachers just saying we're going to prepare for school closures and we're going to prepare, we'll get the codes up and active and we're going to make sure. There was one parent got in touch to say that they had taken a half day so that the children could go home and practice on Google Classroom in the event that the schools might close for a longer period, either the other side of Christmas or before Christmas. So it's still there, and even if it's only preparation, and you know, it's just preparation for worst case scenario, it's still creating kind of that fear. But the rumour is definitely out there, and there is that definite fear.
Well, they might just be precautionary measures taken by individual teachers, but as I say, there is no indication that government's even considering this at this stage. But Jen, thank you very much as always for chatting to us today.